Bobby the Boomer. His mission is to inspire belief, rekindle his clan's fire, to revive the hopes and dreams of his tribe so they will rise up once again. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. Nope. It's Bobby the Boomer. Bobby the Boomer. Here's Bobby.
Oh, this is Bobby the Boomer, the Baby Boomer's buddy, coming to you today at my non-mobile studio. Mobile studio. It's a sunny day in Chattanooga, Tennessee today. Hey, today's title of the episode is Spring Ahead or Spring Forward. Did you do that? I'm speaking to you, whenever I'm speaking to you, this weekend, last weekend, was the Daylight Savings Time here in the United States of America. I hope those in the rest of the world, anybody listening from other countries and other parts of the world, doesn't have to partake of the foolishness that we do here in the United States. In the spring, we spring ahead an hour, and then in the fall, we fall back an hour. We do that back and forth and back and forth, and I'm not sure why they do that. In the first place, I think they did that way back for the farmers, and you'd have more daylight and all that stuff. But hey, we got tractors with headlights now, and we got porch lights, and we got all sorts of things, technology to where we don't have to be messing with the clocks back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Just set them one way and leave it alone. We'll deal with the light too early or the dark too soon or whatever it is. We'll deal with it. That's the way seasons go. Huh, did Bobby just have a rant? Yes, I did. Because for almost 20 years, when I was, for 20 years, being a medical technician, biomed medical technician, we have certain life support equipment that has to have the time set every time, daylight savings time, and I don't know what the other time is, fall back and spring ahead, whatever it is, Eastern Standard Time, Standard Time, and then Daylight Savings Time, yeah. So you go back and forth, and when I was called upon, which was for over 20 years, I gotta change the times. You gotta come in the middle of the night, because they say change your clocks at 2 o'clock, so what do? Get up at 2 o'clock, so you change your clock ahead or change your clock back? Well, that's just like saying get up every 4 to 6 hours for your sleeping pill, and get up at midnight, take your sleeping pill so you can go to sleep. You can tell I'm kind of hot about this issue. I don't know if anybody else is. And if you're as hot on this issue as I am, you ought to be petitioning people in your government here in the United States to just set the clocks and leave it alone. Some states have already wisely done that, but in a way that kind of messes up times where you are in the states that are right next to you. And I don't know about you. I've been all over the United States, and it's kind of hard enough when you're going from the East Coast and you're calling to the Midwest or you're calling to California. You got to figure out, let's see, are they 3 hours ahead or are they 3 hours behind? If I call now, am I going to wake them up or are they just going to sleep? Or, yeah, that's hard enough as it is, but now we're messing around with the clocks ahead and backwards and all that. And I always thought, well, at least in the fall when you fell back, you got an extra hour to sleep, right? Well, being that I had to go in the middle of the night to set all the life support stuff, clocks, and change them. And that is important because you got to have the right times on those things. If there's an emergency and you need a defibrillator or a ventilator or something that's really important that's going to keep somebody alive and save their life, you got to document all this stuff. You got to have accurate documentation. Yes, so you need to have those times on the little clocks in the machine, because when you push the button and you start doing like shocking them or you do an EKG reading of their heart, something like that, it'll give the time. And if something bad happens, you want to know exactly what time it happened so you can put it in the medical chart. So I'm not taken away from the fact that the time on life support machine needs to be accurate. What I'm griping about is that you got to come in the middle of the night to change all of them, running around the hospital doing all that. Now, with technology being the way it is, technology is good. I love technology. Yeah, technology is good when it works. And now they have all this Wi-Fi stuff. It's supposed to, like your smarty pants phone. Your smarty pants phone changes times when it does it. It does it automatically. Somehow it knows. And when you go from Eastern time, Eastern Standard Time, and you go into Central Time, like here, we're only half hour away from changing the time zones. So when you just cross over the zone, it changes your iPhone. Yeah, it doesn't do it on your, well, maybe it does on some fancy smancy newer cars. But my car, I gotta remember to change it. And I did that this morning when I got up, because right as I'm speaking to you on real time, it's Sunday morning. Well, actually now it's Sunday afternoon. But I thought I would get a show in the Walmarty parking lot before I go in to get my weekly food stuffs so that I can get through my week and have breakfast and lunch for work. Yeah. So I thought I'd get this in. I know my energy was high and I know I was excited, but a little negative, and I apologize for my negativity. But sometimes you just gotta get that energy out. You gotta get that going and you gotta speak your mind. Yeah. I was gonna do an episode because the last episode was on being overwhelmed, having too much to do, not enough time or not enough energy, and I said I was gonna do a part two, but I thought, well, I got up this morning, I said, let me talk about spring ahead first, and maybe I'll get back to part two with overwhelm, or maybe I'll talk about something else. I don't know, but if you'd like to subscribe to Bobby the Boomer and find out, you can do that, and that way every time a new show comes out, you will be notified, and you won't miss a single one, not even one. And if you want to go into the show notes, you can scroll down and see all the different shows that I've done. I got over 310. I think this is episode 311. That's a lot. Well, it is for me. Anyhow, and you can look at the titles. They're pretty self-explanatory. And you can just look at the show notes as a little blurb on what it's about. And you can listen to any of those. Download them if you want to. And you can listen to them at your leisure. Yeah, and if you want to rate me, you can certainly do that on iTunes or the platform of your choice or your pleasure. And iTunes, I do know that the algorithm or the rating system is 1 to 5. 1 is the lowest. 5 is the highest. You give me whatever your heart desires, what you think I deserve, and I'll be okay either way. The more people that hear about Bobby the Boomer and tune in, the bigger the tribe of the Baby Boomer tribe can be, and the more we can help each other to aspire to greatness once again. Yes, we can. And that is what I have for you today. Short, sweet, and pretty complete, and I hope you do come back for the very next episode of Bobby the Boomer. Until then, I will just say goodbye and God bless.